Wednesday night, and they told me about cats.
Okay, Hilchos Tfilos Adar. Halachos, which are going to be very negiah in the coming weeks for most people. Holidays is something which people travel, people go out. Some people go travel to holidays, so that's the Tfilos Adar. And once they actually get there, they have a nice time. But some people is negiah every day, going to outings every day. And we'll see later, it can be negiah more than you think. So the caption says, what is the best time to say Tfilos Adar? I want to speak a bit more kitzah halachas of Tfilas HaDerech. Well, it's covered also when is the best time to say. I want to start off with what type of trip do you say Tfilas HaDerech? Once we're clear on which type of nesiyah, which type of trip you say Tfilas HaDerech, we'll go on to, in that trip, when do you say Tfilas HaDerech? So, Tfilas HaDerech, Chazal are masaking a special tefillah. It's actually a brocha. It finishes off with Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei HaTfilah. It starts off with Yerotzon, but it's a brocha. Chazal Masakin, a brocha for a person to say when he goes on the road, when he goes on the way, as a tefillah for any sakana that can happen on the road. Now, roads are becheska sakana. Kol ha-drochem becheska sakana. In the olden days, the sakana was chai esrois, animals, and listim, bandits, which used to be on the road. Ganovim, they used to be on the road. They used to stop people, begander them, could even be dangerous, and then send them off with other money, or... So it was a sakana. The drachim of a cheska sakana. So Chazal was masakin a tefillah for a person to say on the drachim. Now nowadays, we have less of a danger of chayes rois, less of a danger of listim, but we still follow the same guidelines and the same gedorim that Chazal gave us when and how to say tefillah saderech. Slight things change, little things change nowadays. We'll get to that later when it comes to aeroplanes and motorways and these sort of things. So, first of all, so we need to know. In the city, when a person is in the city, there's no danger of chayes rois and listim. So when a person can travel in a city like London, you can travel for an hour, from one side of the city to another side of the city, and you don't say tefillas haderech, because the city here has a shmir of ears. There's a certain shmir that is in the town, there's no chayes, there's no listim, and bechlal, the mazikim, and the koiches, which can be mazik a person, are not motzui in a town. They're more in the drochem, in the empty roads, in the empty places. That's where you have these dangers. Motorways is more danger of accidents. So, but b'chalal, any type of hezek. Yaakov Avinu was scared to send Binyamin to Yosef HaTzadik when he asked for him, because he said he's going to go on the way. Drochem of a cheska sakana. This cheska sakana from drochem we don't have in the city. So traveling in the city, you don't have to say this special brocha. Outside the city, yes. But let's say within a short distance of the city, you still have the shmir of the city. You're still considered within the... Close to the city, still has the shmir of the city. Oh, so the Gemara says, it's, well, I'm going to say that, it's important from the Gemara and the Poskim, that within the parasa of a city, it's still considered, it still have the shmir and of the city. It's still close enough to the city, not to be the cheskas drochem, from chayes, listim, and kol mine peronios, and structures level oilam. You're not in that danger when you're in a parasa. How much is a parasa? A parasa is 4 Tchumei Shabbos. Now, 4.6 kilometers. Using Sheikh Hasnish, 4.6 kilometers. I don't have a converter to convert it to miles. I don't know how much is in the miles. But about 3 or 2 and a half, 4 points, 3 and a half miles. I'll use kilometers, I know the exact measurements. So 4.6 kilometers is a parasa. So if a person travels from where he is, from the city where he is, from outside the city, less than 4.6 kilometers, he's traveling less than a parasa to his destination, he does not need to say tefillas haderech, he's not becheskas sakana from the sakonas drochem. You're traveling more than a parasa, you're already going to go into sakonas drochem, so you have to say this special brocha to be nitzel from all sakonas. In, think about the Chazal's type of dangers. Listim are in the forests and the Feldim and the Velda. They don't come close to the city. They're scared. And the Chayes Rois also in the Feldim and the Velda. That's where they are.
The Felder don't start
until
after 4 kilometers away from the city.
Even closer. Even now, I know that they suffer from certain type of animals. They don't come. They know close to the city not. So Chazal say within the parasa is not a sakana. You know the cheska sakana. You don't have to say it, fella. Anything can happen anytime. Oba. I've got the pasuk. A person doesn't have to worry about dangers the whole time. We're talking about cheskas hakana. Cheskas hakana is on the jochem. Now, if a person travels from one city to another city, yes, let's say it's 5 kilometers, more than a parsa. So he's going to travel a parsa inside the city. He's going to cross the parsa. But once you got out of the parsa, you're already in the parsa of the next city. So you're also not mokim sakana. Because once you're in the parsa of the city that you're traveling to, you have the shmira or of the next city. So you're not b'cheska sakana. So really, when you're traveling from one city to another city, the distance has to be two parsa for a person to enter a place where he's b'cheska sakana, drochim or b'cheska sakana, to go into the chiyuv of tefillas haderech. So two parsois is 9.2, to be exact, 9.216, I think. 9.216 kilometers. In miles, that will be 6 or 7, between 6 or 7 miles. If this is the distance between one city and another city, then he will have to say tefillas haderech when he travels such a distance. This is only when you're traveling to another city. But if you're traveling to a place which is not a city, which often happens on holiday, you're in your village, and today we're going to the beach. Yeah, how far is the beach? Even 5 kilometers. The beach is 5 kilometers away, so you're going to travel more than a parsa outside the village. Yeah, so you're going on a derech, on a nesia, which involves sakonos drochem. So a person has to say tefillas haderech, even one parsa. As long as your nesia is more than one parsa, then you're going to have to say tefillas haderech. We'll discuss later when you say it, or we have to say tefillas haderech. It can be anything. It could be you're going to a place in the middle of nowhere, you're going to a park, a reservoir, a water, a lake, a beach. Anything that is not a city, doesn't have the shmir of a city, so you only count one parsa. From the end of your village, one parsa. You're going to, if your destination is a city, a town, then the distance needs to be two parsas to be able to say tefillas haderech. This takes away a lot of confusion of what sort of nesiyah needs tefillas haderech. It's not about crossing borders, it's not about long distances, it's about going dalet parsa chutz from a city. Once you go four parsa, which is 4.6 kilometers outside the city, you must leave it for the tefillah. If going outside the city, you straight away bump into the radius of the next city, so you're not b'cheskas drochem. So you don't have to leave it for the tefillah. Sorry? Oh, so what's called a city? Let's go straight to this question. What's called outside the city? So the way we measure a city is the same way we measure an Erevin. And the halacha is that as long as the house is close to each other, it's considered within the city. If the houses are getting far from each other, then if the last house in the city is within 70 amas from the house before, that's considered within the city. If the distance between one house and the next house is more than 70 amas and 2/3, then that is the end of the city, and the stray house that is outside 70 amas and 2/3 is not considered part of the city. You see, it's called ibura shel ir, the ibura of the ir. This is the halacha of how we measure the boundaries and the borders of a town. So let's say, it's very hard nowadays when we have, let's say a village. You go in the countryside, you have a village, so you can see the whole village, you know exactly where the village ends. You have this street at the end of the village. So if you see the houses are next to each other, it's part of the village. The last house, our mother's house, 100 meters away, that is not part of the village. From when you leave the border of the city, from there you count a parsa. If you're traveling more than a parsa, you know, I'm mechuyev tefillas haderech. But when do you say this tefillah? When do you say this tefillah? So it's mechuyev in the Gemara and the Poskim, that to say this tefillah, tefillas haderech, you do need to be in the mokem hasakana to say this tefillah. You don't have to wait till you outside mechutz leparasa when you're ready becheskas sakonas drochem to say this tefillah. As soon, one second, okay, exactly the way to say it. As soon as you start your trip, as soon as you start traveling, you can already, and you know this trip is going to have in it a sakonas drochem, you can and should say straight away tefillas haderech. Within the city is not called traveling. Within the city is called moving around in the city. You can travel for an hour inside the city. It's not called you starting your trip. As soon as you leave the city, which means you start traveling, the nesia starts when you leave the city. From then, and you know that your trip is going to include outside the parsa, you're ready mechuyev tefillas haderech. And it's interesting, the Gemara says, there's a shita in the Rishonim that says that you must say it, everyone agrees that you must say it in the first parsa. Some shittas hold that you cannot say it once you left the first parsa. I tried to find out why, I don't know the reason why, but the chiv lekatchila is to say it in the first parsa. So also takes a lot of confusion. People know when, as long as I see still houses, I can't say Tfilas Hadeach. What about houses? As soon as they leave the city, and you know they left the city. I think the ring road of Manchester is outside the city of Manchester. I think the M6, and also, I'm a new driver, I just passed my driving test, I haven't driven yet outside of Manchester. But as soon as you leave the city of Manchester, which is the Borough Shali, there's no houses within 70 hours, you've left the city, Mukhivat Tfilas Hadeach. How long are you travelling? If you're travelling for more than a parsley, Mukhivat Tfilas Hadeach. So, I don't know, people are going to ask, but this city, that city, what's considered outside Manchester? It's hard to say, for all cities, it's hard to say which point is considered outside Manchester. But as soon as you know, you've left the city of Manchester, I know halachic terms of leaving the city is, there's no houses 70 amas from each other. You've left the city, you mukhir tfilas hadeach. And it's like a tchiladig time to say tfilas hadeach. In the first parsa. In the first 4.6 kilometers of leaving Manchester is the best time, prime time to say tfilas hadeach. Somebody forgot, then you can say it afterwards or so. Why can you say it afterwards? Because you're still traveling. The tefillah is always on the trip that you're going to have. So as long as you're still in the middle of traveling, you still have a trip in front of you, you can say tefillah sadaach. Yeah, so we're passing that you can. Rabbi Yehoni says, klar. Tefillah should say it in the first parsa. If you didn't say it in the first parsa, say it. Now I'm going to speak about this point now. So how long can you say? You're saying as long as you're still traveling, as long as you have a sakonas drachim in front of you. So like, someone's traveling from Manchester, the gate said, and he forgot to say it to Manchester. Motorway is driving away. Suddenly he sees Newcastle already on the road sign. He says, oi, Newcastle, I haven't said Tfilas Hadeach yet. Can I still say it? You still got 5 minutes to drive. So can say Tfilas Hadeach for 5 minutes? Hatch kap shat. But halacha is, as long as he's still traveling a chelik of the road, which is still mokum sakona, basically, if you still got a parsa till Newcastle, till Gateshead, till you enter the city, so you're still now in a mokum sakona. You still say Tfilas Hadeach for the trip that you're going to travel now in the next minute. If you enter the ready, the parser of your city of destination, then you can't say Tfilas Hadeach anymore. What are you saying Tfilas Hadeach for? For the trip that you have? Mashayaya. For what you're going to travel now? It's not Sakon anymore. You're in the parser. So, Nachwal, we can summarize the whole thing. For say Tfilas Hadeach, you need to have a trip which is a Mokum Sakona. Trip of Mokum Sakona is when you go outside the parser of your city and it doesn't enter into the parsa of the next city. Basically more than 9.2 kilometers. If you're doing this in the Sia, you should say Tfilas Hadeach right in the beginning of your trip, as soon as you leave the city. As soon as you see there's no continuation of the city, there's no houses within 70 hours and 2/3. You forgot to say it then, you forgot to say it in the Katchila Digga time, it can happen, people are busy when they're traveling, setting the tomtom and everything, it can happen, but you should say it as long as you still got an asiyah, a trip which involves an itzakonos drachem, which means as long as you have more than four parsa from your destination.
Listed
mechayes
roads.
I'm going to speak about chain in a second. But if you, let's say, go into the beach, yeah, like we said before, you go into a place which is in the middle of nowhere, you can say Tfilas Hadeach as long as you haven't got there yet. Because this little bit, even if you got a kilometer to travel, this kilometer is a konos drachem. You say Tfilas Hadeach for this kilometer. Okay, now, Mishnah Berurah speaks out something which is relevant to his days and will apply to what we say nowadays. Mishnah Berurah says, a konos drachem is not only you know, travel with a horse and wagon through the felden and the velde, the schais and listem rois, even with a mesilas habarzel, which is the metal train track, with metal tracks, you also mechuyev Tfilas Hadeach. So, it was a chiddush in Mishnah Berurah's days. You're in a wagon. Those days, the sakana was the ganav. Listen, chai is not going to come into the train. Listen, don't come into the train. Afal ha'ocha, it's a nesia, chazal wa masakim Tfilas Hadeach for nesia. Kol ha'drochem, pcheska sakana, you say Tfilas Hadeach. Apply to nowadays also. Cars, it's interesting, on holidays in Negev, people go on bike rides, like a schmack a bike ride. I'm not talking about 100 kilometers today, but I'm talking about a schmack a bike ride. Yeah, so you leave the city, and you go, I don't know, you have these routes, it depends which places, countries, different places have different things. You have routes, you follow routes, you go through empty spaces, it's proper, kol ha'drochem b'cheska sakona, Rebbeinu Shlomo is showing my mask to everybody, but there's a tefillah, the chazal ha'masakin, for such a situation, when you're traveling, such a massive, even a walk, a hike, can be a tefillah sadarach. You know, you're going on a hike, 10 kilometers hike, round, as soon as you leave the city, you say tefillah sadarach, and you continue your hike. This is the way to the Mekayim, the Tfilah, the Brocha, the Chazal HaMasakin. This is modern type of travel, which is also Mechuyev Tfilah Hadeach. Now, I want to tell you now a Sofak that the Bi'a Halacha has, a very interesting Sofak. It can be Negea Be'etzem, let's say we're talking about Manchester to KZ. You're traveling from Manchester to KZ, you go on the motorway, yeah? And then from the M60, you go on to what? M62. So when you're traveling on M62, you don't know, maybe 2 kilometers off the motorway there's a village. So Be'etzem, you're within 4 paths of the village. You travel a bit further, maybe 3 kilometers on the right is a village. So the whole way along, there could be villages and cities and towns within a parser of where you're traveling. So there could be okay, from here to here, I don't know. But even if you know that from here to your destination, you're traveling 10 parser, but you're constantly within the radius of a parser, in proximity of a city, do you? So, are you mechuyev with tefillas ha'derech or not? The halacha has a proper suffix, he doesn't know how to be machriya. He says like this, tzadechot, you the whole time have a shmir of a city. You're never going into a place which is sakonas drachim, because you're within the parser of a city. What's up, Cheney? You're traveling from A to B. A to B is sakonas drachim. Gather, the city's on the way. Petzorch, you need leaves with a suffix. The rule is, but tefillas ha'derech is, if you have a suffix, you say it without the bracha. Baruch atah shmir tefillah. What is the second instruction? He says, "Inach namely protected by the town cities, but Chazal was talking about tefillah for traveling, and traveling which is over, traveling from which is over pasa." You're seeing when it says, "You see, you don't see that tzad b'chalal. You don't see the tzad ish b'mechuyev for tefillas ha'derech because you hold them within the ear. You hold them within the ear. Other tzad is because you're traveling, and yeah, I also hear this tzad more." I'm sure we'll leave it with Tzarchia. Be Allah with Tzarchia. Chazar Rafalk, I have a conscious, Rav Falk, they gave out Kala Torah, when he was nifted, they gave out a big chelik of the Yotabar, Rav Falk. So he writes here about Tfilas Adech, he says like this, nowadays, the ikas hakonas drachim is motorways. Motorways, we drive fast, and little mistake, little deviation of regular driving can be a sakana. Even if you're an experienced driver, you're a good driver, other people's mistakes can put you in danger. This is the ikas sakonas drachim nowadays. When does this sakana start? As soon as you go on the motorway, you're in this sakonas drachim. It can be in the city. It can be in the city. So one would be able to say, nowadays, the modern chayes rois and listim, the modern chayes rois and listim, are within the city already. So you should say tefillas ha'derech straight away. We don't move away from the gedorim, from the guidelines, the chazal, were masakin this brocha, they masakin the brocha in a gewisse oifm, in a gewisse, with a gewisse T's and C's, rules and regulations. When you make this brocha, we keep to these gedarim. So even nowadays, when the second shacham is motorway, we say it only if we travel a parasa outside the city. But, says the Rav Falk, the Gabadis, sofik of the bihalacha, when you're be'etzem traveling outside the parasa of the city, and you haven't gotten yet to the pass of your destination, the answer sofik is no. Efshe, you have the protection of the surrounding cities which you passing by on the way. Like after this, we will say that because the modern day chayes rois v'listim, because the sakonas drachim of nowadays, we don't mamish, yeah, we're driving the motorway, doesn't mamish make a difference if there's a city within 2 kilometers or not. So like after this prat, which is a sofik in bi'alocha, you say tefillas ha'derech with a bracha. The ikedin of tefillas ha'derech, we go with the tekanos of Chazal. Another nachkimina we have from the modern day tekanos is traveling with a plane. So let's speak about an aeroplane. Another minute, aeroplane. So if you're traveling from here to Liverpool Airport, versteht sich ihr tefillas ha'derech as soon as you leave Manchester. You're starting your derech. You're starting in Nisia. If you're traveling to Manchester Airport, when in Manchester from where you live till the airport is all within the city, you don't say tefillas ha'derech. It's ongoing, everybody knows, you say tefillas ha'derech on the runway just before takeoff. What's the pshat? Because takeoff in an aeroplane, in the sakana's drachim from the aeroplane, the ikka sakana is takeoff. Yeah? Statistics, Bachshem, most flights are okay, but it's like ikka sakana from the drachim, from aeroplane is takeoff. So the Rav Falk, because the ikka sakana is this, and this is when you're starting your sakana, so you should say tefillas ha'derech then. Taking into account also that usually the runway is after 70 amos and 2/3 from houses, even Hilchas Erev, it's all considered part of the city, but it's outside, very far away from any bavinter living place, and the Ikas HaKadosh Rochem is the runway, you should see it to the Sadech just before takeoff, and that is when you should, this is the aeroplane, and this is the only difference we find in nowadays HaKadosh Rochem. The aeroplane, and when you're traveling next to cities, where the cities don't affect your sakana. About every regular Nasir, traveling, trains, biking, walking, boating, everything, we say that as soon as you leave the city, say Tefillah Sadaq if you're traveling for more than a parsa, if your destination is a city, two parsa.